All right, welcome back as we're live at Tom's Watch Bar. I'm telling you, man, this is a spot now. This is a spot now. If you don't have tickets and you're not at Minute Maid, you need to come on down here, man. This is a great spot to watch a game as we got a few Yankee fans in here, and but mostly Astros fans out here enjoying this, and the Astros got something started at the top of the lineup. In a shock of the year.
What's that?
Nestor Cortes throws a first pitch 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner, and Jose Altuve took it first pitch. Did he swing at that? Oh, I thought he took it. I thought he took it. Never mind, I'm wrong. Must have been looking at that wrong then.
Damn,
I watched it. I thought he took that pitch. I was going to say, did he take a first pitch fastball? Well, the Astros, they got something going here. Alex Bregman, a guy who I felt like is going to have a big time bounce back year, is up at the plate with two ducks on the pond, as Alvarez just picked up right where he left off with a base knock, and Kyle Tucker with a walk. We'll keep you updated on this. Clint, man, you really have a level of concern about the corniness of the outfield. And he keeps talking about this, Tyler, about the potential corniness of some of the guys in the outfield for the Astros. When you look at their outfield, it's going to be Chaz McCormick out there in left with Jake Meyers in center, and then Kyle Tucker in right. I know you don't think Chaz is corny, but that's all you keep making hints towards it, and hell, we might as well just go ahead and lay it out on the table. You are really concerned about the corniness.
Well, I'm just – look, Tyler
and that's
I,
not horniness. Corniness is what we're
Tyler
saying.
And I broke down a little video when you were out, and I got more concerned. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just trying to find a way that we're going to be able to pull Jake Meyers up a bit. I mean, I see after hearing him talk why there's a defeated – kind of deal, and maybe there's a lack of – maybe he's a tad bit fragile.
You think he lacks confidence?
Well, I just don't know. Look, I mean, he's not an alpha. I think he needs something good to happen for him to play with the confidence that he's capable of playing with. And it's just like a lot of guys in Major League Baseball, when you get to pro sports, a lot of guys are just you can't phase them either way it goes kind of deal. I can see listening to Jake and them boys talk, I could see where Jake is a tad bit fragile. He's looking for somebody to latch on to and lead, and I'm concerned. I love Kyle Tucker, but Tucker's got a little –
Oh, you think it's a lack of leadership?
Well, no. I don't think there's a lack of leadership. No, I think Jake needs somebody to literally latch on to. Not just an Astros leader. I'm talking about somebody that he's close to and can partner with and really lean into and really, coattail. He can ride the coattail.
You'd like to get a good month with Jake.
I could do wonders for Jake. But I look at it, and you got Yordan Alvarez on one side, who there's a language barrier there. I don't know if Yordan would kick it with Jake anyway, but there's a language barrier there. Probably not a whole lot of influence coming from Alvarez as it pertains to Jake Meyers. And then you look on the other side, and I like Tuck, hell of a player, but there's a level of corniness there as well. I mean, our only hope to pull Jake up with real confidence, some real swagger that's inflappable, is white boy Chaz.
Chaz and Bregman.
Yeah, Bregman be a good one.
Bregman be a good one.
Because we all know Bregman can be in the middle of a cold streak and peacock around the bases first contact he makes now. Yeah, but I just think white boy Chaz has really got to lean into Jake, man.
Good Lord have mercy. This could be a sign of the season, as the Astros lineup has forced the pitching coach out after 14 pitches with the Yankees. They got the bases loaded, and Chaz is rolling through. We'll keep you updated right here.
Couldn't have leaned into Chaz McCormick at a better time. Couldn't bases juice, two outs in the bottom of the first versus the Yankees on opening day.
Let's see what he has. By the way, have you you thought any more about the potential name change to Clint Sterner's football at four? I know you said, and listen, I'll be honest with you. I'll admit this. Clint's pretty good with coming up with some names. He can be pretty good with that. I will admit that. Did you come up with anything stick with you?
Well, I've got two answers. The answer to your question is yes. I've thought about it. I thought about it as I was in my sauna last night.
That sounds like a good thinking spot.
I thought about it when I was in the bed last night.
About two different things.
Thought about it this morning or this afternoon on my way in. And, I mean, I've racked my brain, and I just can't find it.
Wow.
I ain't there yet. I'm just not there yet.
Need more time? Need a weekend,
It'll be a light bulb moment, man. It'll pop and just be like, boom, that's it. And it'll have staying power.
You think Lowe, maybe you sit there and brainstorm it with Lowe? You think she's a good help? Nope,
no,
you don't.
No, 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 no,